Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning into the show, welcome those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning into the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to leave a comment or give your opinion of today's show, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will put you on the air. 516-531-9483. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Now, I sponsor my own show, of course, through my realty company, Frank Williams Realty. You can visit me at frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. That's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. You can go there to the website. You can look around and look for a home for yourself, or you can send others there and look for a home for themselves. You can buy, sell, home, whatever you want to do. Go online and go to my website and check it out. And if you know someone who's buying or selling, or if you know someone who wants to buy or wants to sell, please contact me and let me know and put us in touch, and there will be a referral check in your mailbox once they close their deal. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, let's see. Before we get into the show, let's do a word of the day. The word of the day is replete. Replete. Replete means fully or abundantly provided or filled. Abundantly fed. Yeah, fat or stout. Complete. And, you know, I didn't pick this word of the day, okay? You can go to Merriam-Webster's dictionary and look up the word of the day, and there it is, replete. Replete means fully or abundantly provided or filled. Abundantly fed, okay? And that kind of leads into the next segment, which is the title of today's show, is Be Thankful for What You Already Have and More come. Okay? And one of the meanings of this word is fully or abundantly provided or filled. Okay? Fully or abundantly provided or filled. And when I look at that meaning and that word replete, like I said, it leads right into the title of the show. Be thankful for what you already have and more will come. Because if you believe that things come to you as you believe they will, they'll come. Okay? They'll come. They might not come when you want them to, but they'll come. All right? And if you move forward after some of the things that you want, they'll come. Okay? If you move forward for some of the things that you want, they will come. So be thankful for what you already have. I know my mom used to always tell me, you know, you walk around pounding, I didn't get that thing I wanted for Christmas, and yeah, you know, everybody else got one. I didn't get one. But my mom used to say, but you got a bite. Everybody didn't get a bite. You got some clothes and you got some shoes for your feet. Everybody didn't get that. You know, you got a roof over your head. Everybody didn't have that. You got clothes to wear. You got food on the table. Everybody didn't have that. So you have to be thankful for what you already have. Be thankful for that. Thank God for what you already have. And then more will come. Okay? I try to be conscious to pray. You know, you pray before you eat. You pray before you eat. Why do you pray before you eat? Because you're thankful. You're thankful for the food that you're getting ready to eat. You're thankful for the person that prepared that food that you're getting ready to eat. Whether it's you or whether it's your mama, whether it's your granddaddy, whether it's your aunt, whether it's your wife, whatever it is, whoever prepared that meal for you, that's who you're thankful for. And the food is what you're thankful for. That's why you pray. And then that means that if you be thankful for what you already have, for the food in front of you, then more food will come. You go to the grocery store and get whatever you need. Think about that. Okay? You're sitting there. You're praying over your food. You're being thankful for what you have. You've been thankful for the food that you're getting ready to eat. And then you can turn around. And after you eat, you get up and you go to the store and say, oh, man, we need some milk. We need some hot dogs. We need hamburgers. We need some chicken. We running out low on salt. We need salt. We need some sugar. We need some coffee. We need this. We need that. And you write a list of the things that you need, right? Things that you need. And then you run to the store and pick them up. Everybody doesn't have that luxury. And I call it a luxury because everyone doesn't have it. You know, I used to have a limousine service. I had two cars. I had a 10-passenger limousine, and I had a 6-passenger limousine, okay? Now, most of the time, I used that 6-passenger limousine. Now, of course, the 6-passenger wasn't as lucrative as the 10-passenger. You get more people in the 10-passenger. You could charge more for the 10-passenger. The 10-passenger, to me, looked better. Okay. So, if I wasn't thankful for the sixth passenger, the one that I ran the most, if I wasn't thankful for that car, the 10th passenger would not have come. Okay? The sixth passenger came before the 10th passenger. So when we started to run the company and do this and do that with the company, of course, we were making money, but also I was thankful. I was thankful for what I had. I was thankful for the cars that I had. I was thankful to be able to run them at night. I was thankful to be able to make money, to be able to take care of the cars, take care of the people who were helping me with the cars, take care of myself, take care of my family with the cars. Because if I didn't have the cars, I'm not saying that I wouldn't have been able to take care of my family, because I'm going to try to do whatever I can do to take care of my family. But if I wasn't thankful for those cars and thankful for what I had, you know, the money and all of that would not have come. I guarantee you that, guys. So be thankful for what you already have. And then more will come. Okay? Be thankful for what you already have. And more will come. Now, you know, that's like when you go to church, right? When you go to church, and because you know, I'm gonna let someone else talk on the show, but it's like church. You know, you get to church and you go through all the preliminary stuff. You listen to the choir. You do this. You do your offering. You give money to the church. You know, you might listen to someone who are in need of help come up and tell you why they're in need of help. You know, you may do something like that, or maybe even the children's choir day. And your kid is in the choir. And so you listen to the choir and you do all these preliminary things. And then now, here comes the pastor with his sermon, right? And so that's kind of how I do the show, okay? I do all the preliminary stuff. I talk about the word of the day. I talk about the sponsors, and I talk about you guys. I'm thankful for you guys who are joining the show, who are on the show, whether you're listening by my website or whether you're listening by cell phone or landline, however you're listening to the show, I'm thankful for you guys. Okay? Because if I didn't have you, then I wouldn't have other people to come to the show. So be thankful for what you already have, guys, and more will come. And then just like the pastor, you know, I'm going to take this back, at least at my church. I'm a Baptist. So as I was growing up and going to church, once we got to the pastor, the sermon for the pastor, I felt like, oh, man, okay, we're getting ready to get out of church now in a little bit. But he preached, and then after his sermon, He rolled right into singing, okay? And he get there by, when he got to the end of his sermon, he started there. And then we got there, and we got there, and we said, and then we moved on, and we said, and then we started moving back this way, yeah. And then down at Jericho, we go to that little, yeah. And then he get on into the singing, right? Or he get on into the hard part. And that's when a lot of the ladies the Holy Ghost started to get in them, and they started to shouting and shaking. And man, they used to scare me so much that I know I'm kind of getting off the thing, but Man, they used to scare me so much. I used to turn and look at them women like, you know, what in the hell wrong with her? But once my mom explained it to me, then I understood. But man, that used to blow my mind. Blow my mind when these women used to shout in church, okay? But hey, it was something where the Holy Spirit got into them, right? The Holy Spirit got into them, right? So, you know, you think about it, they were always thankful. My mom was always thankful to God for what she had, how she was able to take care of her family by herself as a single parent. My mom was so strong. All right, we have a caller from the 609 area code. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from? Come on with it.
Hey, well, good morning, Frank. This is hard, and I'm thankful. I hope you and your family doing well. We doing okay. I'm thankful that I woke up this morning. I'm thankful for your friendship, you and Laura's friendship. Thankful for my wife, and yes, this past week, well, matter of fact, yesterday, I went to the grocery store to piggyback on what you were saying. I went to the grocery store, so, you know, I got the stuff that I needed, wanted, really needed. And, you know, I put that in the front and made sure, you know, the cashier rung that up first. And then,
yeah.
You know, he got to the end, I'm trying to, you know, because up in New York, you know, it's no tax on food and stuff, right? It's already included in the price. So you already know what you're going to spend. So I'm still used to that. So, long story short, you know, I was short on cash. So what happened, the lady was like, you know, she saw me, you know, I'm like finna put stuff back. And she was like, oh, no, you know, I'm going to take care of that. And I was like, at first, you know, I'm like, because I really didn't need that stuff. But she was like, well, I'm going to take care of it. Go on, get it. I was like, you know, I tried to say, no, ma'am, it's okay. And she was like, no, go on, push it through. Then I remember something, like, you know, never knock your blessings. So that was a blessing.
Right.
So it was like $30. and it was a blessing. So, yeah, I was thankful. But then, so, you know, I don't have no vehicle. So, you know, we walk to the grocery store. It takes us it's a mile. It's a mile walk.
Yeah.
So, you know, we was getting ready. You know, I pushed a grocery cart back to the house. But anyway, a lady, she was like, she saw us, you know, the stuff in the grocery cart. We had just left the store. We was getting out the driveway, going to the main street. And she was like, oh, no. They rolled down the window and said, no, we'll take y'all home and this, that, and that. I was like, oh, my God. That was another blessing. So, yesterday was really a blessing. I mean, it's a blessing every day to wake up, but yeah, I was like, wow, two blessings in one day. Well, three blessings.
Yeah.
But I was like very thankful. So that's all I got to say.
All right, hard. I appreciate it, man. Tell your wife we said hello too.
All right.
We'll be in touch, man. Appreciate you listening.
Yeah.
And again, that's exactly, and I appreciate that from Hardaway. And it, you know, that's not, you know, I didn't tell him to call into the show and talk about that. You know, I worked last night, so when I got up this morning, I said, you know, I came home and got into bed. So when I woke up this earlier, I said, okay, I'm going to do a show today. Because all you guys know who listening to the show right now, all you guys know is that it's tough for me to do a show on a daily basis. Not only because of the way that I work, you know, I know I am listening to the show when I do have a show and when I do let you guys know that I'm having a show. Because when I let you know that I'm having a show, I am having a show. Okay? I mean, sometimes something happens in there, and, you know, things happen. That's just the way it is. But usually when I'm going to do a show, I'll let you guys know I'm doing the show. I got a group that I send texts out to that get all the show notes from the show, what time it's going to be, the call-in number, what's it going to be about. So that makes it easier for you guys to not only say, okay, I don't know if I'm going to listen to Frank talk about sports today, and you don't listen to the show. And that's fine because, you know, every topic is not for everybody. But the topics that you guys do like or do think of or do want to comment on, that's what I try to put up on. That's what I try to talk about. And to talk about, you know, even though I may not touch let me put it like this. Even though maybe 15,000 people didn't call into the show and say, Frank, you know, you helped me out today, man. You did this and you did that. That's not... I'd like that. But even if I just reach one person, even if I just reach Hardaway, that's enough for me. That's enough for me. And like I say, he's a long time listener. I didn't tell him to call in. I didn't ask him to call in. Hey, call in and talk about this. No, I didn't. I didn't know he went to the grocery store. I didn't know he tried to put back some of his items in line. I didn't know he got a ride home from the grocery store by, you know, a God sent angel. I didn't know that. But that's the way it works. So I'm thankful for my show. I'm thankful for Hardaway. I'm thankful for the people that helped Hardaway. And I tell you this too about Hardaway. More is gonna come to him. More is going to come to him because he's thankful. But if he hadn't been thankful for that, God may have saw it different. I don't know, but that's what I believe. So be thankful for what you already have, guys, and more will come. Okay, and when you know, and when you know, I like to, you know, a lot of times I like to, and I only have a few more minutes left in the show, but a lot of times I like to reflect on the times when I was in high school doing things in high school. But when I was in high school and playing basketball in high school, my dad, you know, my dad wasn't around. So my dad never saw me play high school basketball. Okay? Never saw me play. I wasn't the best in the world, but I was good. And then so think about it. What I was thankful for I wasn't thankful for him not making it to the games. I was thankful for other people who were able to make it to the games, other people who cared about me that came to see me play. I was thankful for my mom who put tennis shoes on my foot so I could play. So, you know, you have to be thankful for what you already have. The only thing that I'm thankful for my dad for, really, is bringing me into this world. He had a hand in that. But it seemed like after that, he didn't want to be a part of our lives until later on in our lives. Now, later on in life, when I really got into high school basketball, they wrote few articles in the paper about me, and someone showed him those articles, and now he want to be a part of it. He want to be a part of what's going on. But still, the way God works, man, the way he works, he never did come to one of my games. So be thankful for what you already have. I already had a loving mom. I already had a loving family. I already had people who were coming to see me play. I already had shoes to play in. I already had a way to get around. I didn't need money in high school. Although we were given money in high school, I didn't need money in high school. Man, think about it. Hey, that'll be a great show, right? That'll be a great show. I never needed money in high school. I'm going to write that down because that's a great show. I never did need money in high school. I had everything I needed in high school. And I wouldn't say I never needed money, but for the things that I had to have, I didn't need money for that. My mom bought that, my grandma, my granddad, whomever took care of that stuff for you. Took care of that stuff for you. That's family. And that's who you have to be thankful for. You know, I never had to worry about money in high school. And a lot of people say, man, I wish I could go back to those high school days. And I don't wish I could go to the high school days, but I wish some of the days were like high school. We've been high school. We had so much fun. You had so many good times. You did so much stuff. And it seems like your day was, man, a lot longer than it is now. But that's the way it is. We're gonna try to do that show tomorrow. I never had to worry about money in high school. Thanks, guys, for your time today. I love every one of you guys. I hope you guys take care of yourselves, take care of your families. Be good to one another. Be good to one another. Because I find out you're not. You're going to hear from me. This Frank. I'm over. And I'm out. Take care of yourselves, guys. And hopefully, we'll be talking again.
With the chickens like Popeye. Money changing colors like Tata. I'm just trying to get it, I ain't trying to die. No. She got a big ol' onion food that made the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Hold them bands down. Hey. Hold your man down. No need to brag now. No need. Hey, put the mask down. Man. We living fast now. Find us. Find us. Rose. We can go. We can go. Cold. Keep watching me. When Bob still be real and pain. That woman off in the nighttime. In the kitchen wrist, pressing like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen wrist, pressing like a stir fry.